Wow, Howie Mandel Does Stuff is the name of the podcast. The name of the person talking right now is Howie Mandel.
The name of the muffled voice you hear is Jacqueline Schultz.
Because I'm making you wear a mask because her daughter
You're not making me. I decided to wear it for you.
Because I don't like the way she looks, and I think she looks prettier with a mask on.
Yeah.
Lou is not wearing a mask.
No.
He's home from his trip abroad.
Vegas. I went to Las Vegas, Nevada, and I, you know, we were discussing before I went the possibility of doing a remote from Las Vegas, and I did some practice ones. One of them, I went up to a total stranger and I said, did you enjoy the comedy show last night? And the guy said to me, his exact words were, I didn't see a comedy show last night. And I said, sounds like you were at the second show.
Okay. So he's back from Vegas and it sounds like things
with
went
new material.
Things went fantastic. If you ever get a chance, Lou Dino's live wherever. And he's in Las Vegas.
Wait, can I explain for a second? Because I'm wearing a mask right now. That's why I sound muffled. We kind of said that. But I'm not sick. And no one has COVID. I am wearing a mask because
Don't say nobody has COVID.
Well, maybe
there are
I'm
probably
just saying,
hundreds of thousands of people with COVID right now all over the world.
My daughter is sick and she tested positive for RSV. So,
which
Kimmy,
is short
don't come
for
here.
RSVP.
No, it's not. It's just
it
RSV.
Is. She's was invited to a birthday party. She hasn't answered yet and she has short attention span. So she has RSV.
Well, the point is, I'm not sick, which is
so
why
today,
I'm here, but
today
I've been
we
around.
Have a guest.
Okay. All right.
No, I know.
You
why are you explaining?
Like never...
This is an audio podcast.
They can hear that I'm muffled.
I don't
so
think
I'm...
anybody's really noticed. You think people are in their car now or on Apple or wherever they get podcasts. Do you think they're going, it sounds a little muffled?
I asked Caroline before we started. I said, do I sound muffled? And she said, yes. So I'm
She's
explaining...
just kissing your ass.
But you.
That's, well,
you
how don't... is that kissing your ass?
Yeah, because she thinks you want people to think you sound muffled. And she'll just go, oh, yes, you sound muffled and you're beautiful. That's what Caroline always does.
Hold on, can I say something before we started this conversation? You told me to bring this up and talk about it on the podcast. Then I bring it up, I talk about it on the podcast.
I just
and
said
shut
that because
me down.
I know, because sometimes when you're talking to me, I get really bored and I go, don't talk to me now. Talk to me on the podcast.
And then you don't actually want to hear it.
I never want to hear it. Oh, our guest is here.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I am very excited.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I see the guest. She can come in. She can come in. She looks beautiful.
She is beautiful.
You look beautiful. I've only seen you. Here, sit down right here.
How are you?
Doing good. Good to meet you.
Very nice to
Farrah
meet you.
Farrah Abraham. Good to meet you.
Well, we know who you are. It's Farrah Abraham. Farrah Abraham.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. This is so great.
It is.
Initially, I arrived and I was like, is anyone here? Are they tricking me? I couldn't find anyone.
No, so, we're
wait,
here.
Wait. You came here and you thought you were being tricked.
Yeah, I was like walking down the hall
Hello?
And like no one was there. It was kind of, I don't know. I get paranoid very easily.
Really?
I was like, is this a haunted studio? But it wasn't.
It's not haunted. Well, it might be. I don't know what your beliefs are. So, Farrah, before we get into anything, first of all, welcome and thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm happy to meet you.
I'm happy to meet you, too. But I feel like I know you. That you're looking at Lou.
Yeah. Lou.
She's happy to meet me, Howie.
Heck yes.
Heck
really?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're happy to meet
I'll let you talk if you want, but Farrah, you're just like newly, I read you this morning, I read about you.
On TMZ, right?
The good old TMZ.
TMZ
well, first
I
of all,
saw.
You just, all kidding aside, you just finished 28 days of...
trauma therapy, but with the 12 steps. So if you're familiar with that, it's very similar.
Right. And you think it's healthy? The first place to come is my podcast.
Well, maybe I've done a lot of surprising things. Like now I can laugh at trauma. Like I was having PTSD about gunshots, but then I went to like a gun range for the first time yesterday. There's been some really weird things. And now I'm just like, I want to do stand-up comedy when I was so fearful of people. So I think that's just the power of... the trauma center really helped me overcome stuck points and... That's all I can say to that.
But you've been out for a couple days now, right?
Yeah, hopefully it's going to be a week soon.
What do you mean, hopefully it's going to be a week?
I haven't counted yet, you know?
Well, you'll find that after 6 or 7 days, it'll be a week.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Wait, I want to know. What
that sounds great.
What made you decide to go into the trauma therapy center? Like, was it something in particular or is it just overall trauma that you've dealt with throughout your life?
So in this last year, I'd been attacked like 4 times and they were pretty horrific, like from a sexual assault to like some guy randomly handcuffing me to myself and I had to go to jail and there's like legal things. And then being on sets for work and being attacked again. So that's probably why I'm a little bit done with reality TV. I don't like being attacked anymore. But yeah, so work recommended this trauma center and a lot of talents and people do go there. And I was like, yes, I really need that. I'm not even going to fight it. And I came there to work on myself and I'm just really blessed.
You do know as of this week, though, you could be a comedian and still be attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's I have it. Security full time. Security full time.
Yeah.
No, you know what she's talking about.
But right? Have no fear.
You can be slapped.
Oh, she wasn't. I don't know if she watched.
I don't know if I'm even scared anymore of being attacked because now I'm just like, I got the 12 steps, 12 step that.
Yeah. Okay.
She's referencing the Chris Rock.
And Will Smith.
And Will Smith. You know about that?
Was that real?
Yeah.
I don't know. That was a good action punch.
I love that you're part of reality television. You're like, that's for sure not real.
I was like, wow, I should start playing like action moves with that. But again, I was in
the
trauma
center. Do you really believe
that
there's a possibility that Will might have thought this might be good for my career?
It was one of his action movies that I love Will Smith in.
Right.
But again, I was in the trauma center when this happened and like someone had mentioned this and I was like, show me the hit. I saw it and I was like, I need to go practice some like stunt moves.
That's the first thing you saw?
But that's just me.
That is just you.
You know, those are my goggles. They're no one else's. Right. So yeah, I include, you know, everyone's opinion.
I don't understand that, but.
Like you can feel like it's real. You can feel like it's like stunt moves.
No, that was real. But there's no you can feel like it is or it isn't. It was.
No,
I
she
say
does,
everyone's
she,
opinion. She does, everyone's opinion.
Her opinion
counts.
Is. You don't negate her opinion, Lou. He is.
Lou, I'm going to teach you to 12 step that. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and now you. Well, I don't know what order. There's just so much to talk to you about.
That was not my journey. That's not my journey. So that's just my opinion.
Lou, that's not her journey.
I don't. And I thought that maybe
get out. Go on your own journey.
Right. Yes.
Anyway. Lou, you could tell him to go fuck himself. Doesn't say that. You could slap him.
You want to slap him?
No.
Her daughter's
don't.
Here.
Oh, is your daughter
yeah,
here?
Yeah, she brought her daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I mean, 13. Gosh, do you see what they see on the internet? Don't apologize.
No, I know. But the 13, that's the. So those that don't, and I think there's probably two people listening that don't. That's you started on Teen Mom.
Yes, 16 and pregnant. Teen Mom.
16 and pregnant. How old were you then?
Well, I do believe I was 16 and pregnant, you know, right. Then 17, then turned 18, and now
was
I'm 30.
Was that real? Was that real?
So, unfortunately, that was real.
Okay,
and
I'm just talking about...
Yeah, and my daughter's father did pass away when I was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, my God.
And so I guess I got into TV much differently than other people on reality TV. So that was very real for me.
Okay. I don't know.
Fortunately and unfortunately.
And are you
I
with
see you, Dad, struggling because you go to you? Try to like find a joke and make it
no,
funny
no.
and then
I wasn't
and then
there, funny.
No, I know. I think you're starting a conversation where there could be like laughter and then all of a sudden there's tragedy and then it goes.
Well then
back.
I'll leave it
were
to you.
Were you trying to be like, was a punch roll with Will Smith and I said possibly stunt move and you were like, oh, is your pregnancy that? No, it wasn't. I don't know where we were trying to.
Have you done stand-up comedy before? You announced you want to go into stand-up comedy.
I had a comic actually bring me to like something secretive, unannounced, just to see what the crowd would do.
Who was the comic?
I'm actually not going to say that because he does perform every night. But I realized.
So the fact that he performs every night.
Yeah, he performs
you think
every night.
It's good to not mention his name? Did he say, I'm going to bring you to the club, but don't tell him I brought you?
Yeah, I'm not really like. In contact with everything I used to be in contact with before in trauma center. So I'm just kind of respecting like where I'm at with like my relations. But
I'm not asking if you're having a relationship with him or her or whoever.
Ooh, we're going into relations. So
no,
anyways, I went to this stand-up thing. Yes, I was going into this and I did it for 5 minutes. He wanted to see the reaction and basically he recorded it and he saw that it was like women standing up, cheering me on, like men laughing. So I was like, even if I fail at comedy, I could be really good at TED Talks. So either way,
it's either stand-up comedy or a TED Talk.
Let's get it.
So the men were laughing?
The men were laughing, probably thinking it
was
crazy.
And you don't want to tell us who the comic was?
I don't feel comfortable with it at this time.
Okay. How does he get introduced?
Well, I'm not saying you have a relationship with this person. This is how you got to the comedy club. Mm-hmm. I'm not, I don't want you to even say if you have a relationship.
Yeah. I really appreciated though, like watching so many comedic podcasts, going to the Laugh Factory, going to the Comedy Store. And I got to watch a lot. Maybe I fell asleep. Maybe I had a good time, but I learned a lot from watching it over the years. So I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. That's how maybe I feel about
so this
writing.
Is like a new,
this, no, writing's tedious, but I love writing too.
No, but maybe you fell asleep and maybe you didn't. Yeah. I don't understand what you're talking about. You fell asleep in a comedy club?
I did.
Where?
Wait, what?
Well, the
will you mention
store?
The comic that was on?
No.
No, not that you were with.
Some people think people are great, and I'm not going to diminish like that. But I learned a lot from watching a lot of people at the Comedy Store.
How do you learn from sleeping? Like, if you're sleeping at the Comedy Store.
I learned that I could not like that genre of comedy.
What kind
from
of
from sleeping?
What is the genre? Funny, the what is the part. Genre of comedy was, that puts you to sleep?
It was a father talking about his experiences as a dad. And I got really tired from that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing this podcast with my daughter.
As a dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is
but
my
you're
daughter.
An entertaining dad. I did not know that you were his daughter.
This yeah. This is my daughter.
And I love that families are together. Hence my daughter. Love right. you guys. Love you with, guys.
I know, but if I talk too much about it, I want you to stay awake because we find that
ADD on you. I'm like focused. I'm woke.
Okay. So first of all, let me ask you a question.
Go dad and daughter team.
Yeah, but your daughter, my daughter right here is, she has two kids too. Yeah.
How old are your kids?
5 and 7.
She's a 21
but
year
I
old.
Was watching, 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom. Like, I'm a huge fan of all that
I
reality stuff.
She wanted
that.
So badly to be 16 and Pregnant.
I did.
And well, I'm happy it worked otherwise.
But no, but as a father, I didn't want her to do that. So no, we I were have, two different paths.
Yes.
I have a legitimate question, though. I know you said, like, thank you're so done with.
Wait, I haven't had a legitimate question?
I don't know, but I have one that I've been wanting to ask. Mm. Like, that she said she's so done with reality television. I know you're
you're
on...
eating a candy. Lou is again with the noise with the candy. What?
Oh my God.
Suck on that.
Turn his fucking mic off. Go ahead.
So with your experience of 16 and Pregnant and with Dr. Drew, do you think it was a positive experience? Do you think they're actually doing something good? Because I know the spin for Dr. Drew is like 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom is helping decrease the amount of teen pregnancies in the U.S. Do you believe that that's actually the goal, or is it like a corrupt alternative motive?
She wasn't on the Dr. Drew show.
Dr. Drew is 16 and Pregnant, right?
So Dr. Drew hosts our reunion.
Yeah.
Does he not really have anything? But you're really into like the keyword Dr. Drew. So Dr. Drew is separate from Teen Mom. He was not a teen mom. He hosts our reunion. So I don't think he has anything to do with.
Does he not have producer credit or anything?
Not on the ones I see. But if he gets it, I'm, you know, more power to him.
Because when I was.
I wish I got producer credits.
Yeah.
But I think her question was, do you think it's good that those shows exist?
Do you think it's glorifying or do you think it's actually helping?
I never thought it was glorifying.
Yeah.
I do feel people who are intimidated by the show's success use that to dwindle down like viewership. It never glorifies teen pregnancy. I have to say pregnancies were decreased. I have to say millions of women and men still to this day always bring up the show. So
what do you talk to your daughter about it?
Oh, I bring up the old episodes, the 16 and Pregnant episode where we got to just hear dad talk like one time. So I really, yeah, I'm grateful for the experience.
All right. So does that answer your question?
Yeah.
We can ask more questions. Sorry if that was
we have no. We have no more questions. We
no, we're done.
We're done. We wanted to know
I'm
if you wanted
the
to come
stand.
Up. Yeah. No, dude, I hope you don't feel comfortable telling us if we're pushing too hard. I'm
also going to legal school. I love it.
You're
going to
be a lawyer. That. I heard that
yeah,
when you
JD,
were.
Yeah, JD, baby.
So you're going to legal school. Will you be
law
a lawyer?
School. Law school. Well, I think I'd be like I don't know, a VP in a network or something like that. Most of them have JDs in law. So I'm not going to be.
JD standing for?
Juris Doctorate in law.
Okay. And I heard you saying that. Are you handling your own? You know, and if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
Sure.
But you're in the midst of a case right now with Grandmaster. Not Grandmaster. With the record company.
Grandmaster Recorders.
Your
happens
Grandmaster
to be
Recorders.
A restaurant who let their security handcuff me on a sidewalk and call the police on me and lie about my actions.
Well, they were saying that you slapped the security guard, right? Is that what the,
what they claimed. And I'm still awaiting the footage of me doing that. But I stopped touching people in high school. I've learned I got more to lose than probably anyone else.
Because in high school, you were 16 and pregnant. So no more touching.
Oh, it was definitely like 15, 14. Right. Yeah.
So you did not slap this person.
I do not touch people.
All right. So, and then there was, I saw that was, this is for everybody's consumption. They have a video of you being arrested.
Yeah. And actually my friend had a video too, because she didn't know what to do. And so she was recording it. You know, they could have picked me up and got me out of there, but I understand, like, with a guy on top of me and handcuffing me to himself, it was probably a really rough predicament for my friends to be in. And it just felt so, I was overwhelmed and I was dealing with so much PTSD and trauma at that time. Like, I freaked out, but I did post it on my socials.
It's on TMZ.
Yeah, I did post it on my socials before that, because I was in another altercation like this where I was set up and said I touched people or whatever, and I didn't. So I did post on there and I just was like, I really don't know why people keep acting like this.
So are you going to law school? Are you attending right now?
I am.
How often
I feel like
do you go?
I shouldn't mention the university and those things, because that also impacted like my stay at other universities, and I've always had to stop going in person.
So online.
So I have to like usually be online.
Those are the best degrees.
There's always like politics with going to school for me.
So you don't want to mention the school?
No, but I will definitely celebrate when I get my diploma and show that at the end, as always.
Why does does it rhyme with Mavry?
I'm not good at rhyming right now.
Okay.
Why are you always targeted? Like, why does this always happen to you?
That's like, that sounds so narcissistic of me to even answer this. Like, why is it about me?
No,
you've had a lot of attacks.
No, but why do you feel like you're getting attacked more than the average person?
More than the average bear?
Like, why do you think?
Like 100% more than the average person.
Yeah.
Right. But what I'm saying is, you were just going into a restaurant, right?
I was trying to wait for my friend who was calling the police because we were attacked upstairs. So I was trying to be the adult and wait outside. And I have no idea why people came after me standing there. Again, I just think like life is whatever it needs to be. And I have to just overcome it.
Life is hard.
So, and now the next place you're going is stand-up comedy. What is your act about?
Oh, my act. I don't know if I have to act, but it's definitely about motherhood, being a single parent,
right?
Whether it's about my sexuality, which is a very big topic of conversation in the news, whether it's like people wanting to bathe in my poop, which was outrageous and crazy for me.
Were you not selling your poop, though?
I was not.
You never sold
you
a one piece
of poop. Jars. People offer me $5,000 for stinky poop that comes out of me. And I'm just like, I don't even think that could go in the mail.
Wait. I saw a video of you showing that you would.
Look how good my comedy was. And people believe that.
Oh my God.
They ran with it. They were like, I want to bathe in it.
Oh. Wait
really?
A minute.
That's not real?
That's not real.
I thought it was real.
Was it a picture?
You.
Was it
Thank
a picture?
You. I'm doing my job so well.
So you didn't, because we had a woman on here that was selling her farts in a jar.
Yes, and I actually have met her, and she does like online platform stuff too. And I think I was kind of like, whoa.
But she was serious.
Yeah, she is serious. But I get kind of like inspired with like people being able to like sell farts. And I was like, oh, I'll sell farts. Oh my God. But then I have like these little jars and I was like, maybe I should put poop in it. And then if I ask about it, it really blew up. It really blew up. But I've never gotten the chance to do that. I don't think I would.
You think
would
that's
do
an
that.
Opportunity? You consider that an
I think
opportunity?
It's a comedic, funny thing to talk about.
But you've never sold one piece of shit.
No, I'm sorry.
But I saw on your website that you're going to sell poop slime.
Yes. Well, my team was like, you know what, Farrah, let's like make some fun with this. So poop slime. I was like, my daughter loved poop slime and she still makes slime. So I was like, okay, poop slime, bathe in that. And that's much safer and does not smell.
So it's the slime that's not, but and you don't use your own poop, you don't make it, you don't have to eat anything to manufacture that.
Have fun with it, make comedy out of it.
Yeah, it's
that is funny, but that's great. You know what? Up until this moment, until you answered, I swear to you, I had no idea that that was a joke.
I didn't either.
I'm and I pretty think good most, at what I do.
And I think most people, that's a headline. It wasn't, no shit. There was no, she never pooped. She never sold her poop. Sometimes with comedy, though, it's scary because they take what you're saying really seriously.
Yes, and I think like that's why I was like, whatever, since people like blow things up, I'm gonna just like really laugh with people.
But yeah. Why wouldn't you come out in the press and go, hey?
I did. I got really serious. I don't know if it was Barstool Sports or whatever. I was literally like, I will be suing you if you don't take this down. Also, a mother who took it out of context, stole the copyright information. Like, she also had to take it down.
What did she do?
She just was like green screening my video that she doesn't have rights to and creating this whole stir and being like, I don't know, Teen Mom fans are, I don't know, like disgusted or whatever. But it's really like, I don't know why a mom is even on like my private OnlyFans. But again, a lot of women think I'm hot, so I appreciate it.
Are you dating right now?
I haven't dated or had sex in 3 years. So I'm open to dating now that I got out of, you know, the trauma center, but I'm taking that very slow. Like any man I date cannot conform to like society norms, needs 12 steps. Like I'm ready for something real, but I'm not in a rush.
Are you on an app?
A dating app?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of app? No, I'm on no dating apps. And I have to say between the Tinder swindler and you know, my mom being taken, you know, from like scams online,
What happened to your mom?
She called her book Vapor, but she was like dating at the time. Now she's married. But I think online dating overall, you can be susceptible to like predators, creepers, scam artists, like people aren't real. So I'm sure if I got on an app, that would be attracted to me.
What happened to your mom? I don't know. She wrote a book.
She wrote a book. And basically the gentleman like conned her out of a lot of money, like we saw with Tinder Swindler.
Did they catch the guy? Did she get the money back?
A lot of people are never caught and you have to.
But I mean, specifically your mother.
Yes.
Did she catch?
She never caught the guy. She was out money. Had to report that to a bank. Again, ladies, never send any man money. He should be sending you money.
That's a good lesson.
No.
Sorry, Leo. That's how I feel.
I think that I feel exactly the same way about a man.
What a man.
So I didn't know your mom got swindled. Your mom and dad are not together, right?
They are not, and they are both remarried, and I'm happy for both of them.
And are you close to both? I saw you having dinner with your dad. I saw that online. Yes,
and my dad's been very great through everything this year. I actually don't talk to my mom. You know, ironically, she called CPS on me when I was in the trauma center. I don't know what kind of, you know, mom or
Child Protective Services.
Yeah, and my stepdad conundring up some, like, craziness. But for now, my mom is, you know, in my heart, always will be, but it's not a good thing.
Why did she call CPS?
I don't have her brain. Why do these things happen to me?
What was her claim?
I attacked her, actually.
That you clapped your daughter? You attacked your daughter?
I attacked my mother on the yacht on my birthday.
Were you on a yacht on your birthday?
Yes, and I only invited my parents because I was so traumatized from my sexual assault. I didn't have a big birthday party like I normally did.
Were you sexually assaulted recently?
It's been a year now. I just did like my 1 year anniversary of it.
Did that person that sexually assaulted you get charged?
That's the court stuff that I'm dealing with right now. So I think like that's best with my attorney. Investigations still go.
You have so many things to talk about, but nothing that can be mentioned.
No names.
You can totally Google it. You know, he's the one who brought up my name and stepped down from his job. And I think that was like,
it was a
really
public
crazy.
Official, right? It was is that right?
Google it.
Yeah.
Can
it was
I Google
a public
it now?
Official, I think in.
Is that okay? Listen,
you
I don't want
to. More than welcome to do it.
But I don't want to also, because I'm an advocate for mental health, I don't want to trigger you.
You know what? I am not triggered anymore, and I came out of trauma center, so please, let's use the trauma tools. Go for it.
So then put it up on Google. Caroline's doing that right
now. Only she's actually okay with it.
Are you actually okay?
I don't want to. And I've also
I'm kind of nervous talking to you because I don't want to trigger you. Oh, it's the mayor. The California mayor resigns amid assault accusations.
The mayor of California?
What? It can't be
the Palm Beach, right? It wasn't Los Angeles.
I was actually in Florida when this happened on spring break. So I have to just warn ladies, when you're on spring break, I would just say a lot of rapists are out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so watch out.
And I know
Northern California.
She's one of...
Oh, wait, wait. The 38-year-old mayor. And I'm not... this is alleged right now. I
love
that
we get to read this because I don't read these. I love that we get to do this.
Can I read it? Is it okay? Because this is the first I'm hearing of it. And I don't want to be...
12-step this. Let's do it.
Okay. And I don't want to be... I'm just saying I'm reading something. What am I reading?
This is the online rap.
This is online, on the rap. I don't know. I'm not condoning this. T-Mom star Farrah Abraham and eight other women. Eight other women have
accused
Northern California...
Did you not know that?
Did you not know that?
I only thought there was like five, but I don't know.
You're this shocked by another three?
You're only off by three.
I'm sure there's way more if there's only that, you know?
Northern, I don't even want to say his name. Accused of the mayor of Northern California town of sexual assault, and he resigned.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
In Palm Beach, Florida.
No, it says here. That's where it was.
Yeah.
Had you been dating this person, or you just met this person once?
I only met this person once, but only for like hours. It was at a wine tasting. I only learned about wine tasting an hour before I was invited to that. And I think that is, you know, even if you're with people who you think you know for years and you've traveled with them, you know, there's a lot of Ghislaine Maxwells out there. And I really learned a lot. So
that's horrible. There's no joke here. Really,
yeah. You know what? I think sometimes we think things will never happen to us. And I realize like, I'm not, you know, bionic and things will happen to me. So I just have, 12 step it. Like,
You keep saying 12 step it.
Yeah, so don't be stuck in it. Don't let the defects of my character, you know, get to me. That's step six. I like love that one the best. But it's really being empowered with your higher power and having that with you at all times. But for some reason, when I got like really messed up, my nervous system, I was in chronic pain. I don't wish this on anyone. So I got to learn a lot about myself this year, and I got to take a lot of time off. I wish I, you know, wasn't a workaholic, but it really bothered me. And I think once your foot is just like stuck in something and in pain, other bad things are attracted to you. Like I was walking down the street in Beverly Hills in confusion, and some guy was going to stab me with a shrubber shredder, and he's in jail right now.
With a what?
A shrubber shredder. And then the issue with the gentleman handcuffing me on the sidewalk, the issue with going to work and four people attacking me.
So you think you're drawing this in, this negativity?
Well, that's why I went to the trauma center and I wanted to figure out what it was.
What is it?
Yeah. So when you are stuck in the point, like your foot stuck in a hole and you're fearful of one thing, your fear will keep attracting to you.
I believe the law of attraction. I do believe in the law of attraction.
Well, I want to attract only great and good now, and I'm past the stuck point. But that I think is why other men were attacking me after this.
Shrubs in Beverly Hills because
But I think this gentleman was
it a homeless person?
Yes, I think sadly.
So he wasn't shredding
a human
shrubs.
Experiencing homelessness.
I'm sorry.
And he probably stole that from like a gardener, but yes.
But I had no idea that you're going through. I now feel I feel bad. I don't want to.
I'm resilient and I have grit and I'm like, don't feel bad. Like, I'm really grateful.
When you go into this place, I see your daughter's here. You have a beautiful young lady.
Yeah,
your daughter.
Go Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. She can come in if she wants.
Okay. She just turned 13.
Yeah. She turned the big 13. Sophia, get your booty in here. Come on, here. Girlfriend.
And you guys do TikToks and stuff together all the time,
and
right?
And yes, Sophia just got her own TikTok. What mayhem that was, Sophia. Because... She was like, Mom, I don't want to share my TikTok with you anymore. And I totally
let her sit by that mic, Lou. I want to let her.
Because we're sharing the sofa with us.
Yeah. she can have a mic.
Yes.
Hi, Sophia. Is your name Sophia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're a beautiful young lady. You're only 13 years old. This has got to be rough for you a little bit, is it? Or are you okay? Was Mom teaching you to be strong? And
well, you're in therapy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really strong.
Good girl. Good girl. Well, I believe in therapy. You know, my soapbox is mental health. And also the fact that you're willing to come and publicly talk as a young person about being in therapy inspires others because I think that people don't talk about it enough and don't. So how are you coping?
And I also think it's great from such a young age to start therapy. It's never too early. Yes. And there's always, whether it's what you went through or just the struggles of being younger and stuff that everyone goes through, therapy is helpful for everyone. There's always some sense of trauma.
Yeah. And Sophia, how is it being my child with all my traumas? I have to say the biggest trauma I ever experienced with Sophia was coming off a plane and the gate agent claimed that you were not my child.
Oh my God.
And I had to call the police and grandpa had to come. And I was like, my kid's going to be screwed up for life because of this. She's
what
like,
happened?
So go for it. Do you remember it?
Tell the story.
Yeah. Okay. So, so I think we were in, where were we?
We landed from? In Austin.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We landed
came
in
Austin.
Came
off of first class.
First class. And basically some lady thought, no.
Yeah.
She claimed that I wasn't my mom's child.
Why? Just a stranger that was yeah. on the flight with you?
No, she was at the gate agent
she
waiting.
Was at the gate
so
agent,
she saw our yeah. names and things like that.
Yeah, and she was like a hater and everything. And like she tried to take me away from my mom at the gate.
How old,
like,
when did this happen?
I think it was like either 11.
Like a couple of years
11,
ago.
Yeah.
A couple yeah. of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just getting off the plane. You're walking with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then some lady in the waiting area.
The gate agent who's at that gate. It was 1 a.m. in the morning. The plane got in late. We're the first ones off the plane. The whole plane held and waited and was like saying, no, like that is her daughter. And luckily the flight attendants and everyone did recognize us and know us. So they were like standing there too. So the police came. But we got a lot of free flights after that.
Well, but were you not freaked
yeah.
out? Well, so tell me from your perspective.
Yeah.
So you walk off the plane, you're 11 years old, you're with your mom, and what happened?
Yeah, so I was standing by her, and this lady's just like, that's not your child. Come here, Sophia, come here. I'll take you somewhere. And there was like
stranger
two
danger.
People there. There was two people there, and they were like, no,
in uniforms, or they were just people?
Uniforms.
They were from the airline?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like, come here, that's not your mom. And I was like, yeah. So I was like panicking and then I started crying because like I didn't want to get taken away from my mom. So yeah, then my mom like picked me up and like held me so that they wouldn't take me away. And then the cops showed up and all of that. And then my grandpa was there. And but yeah, we got home safely. So.
But how do you, as a young kid, how are you dealing with all this stuff, with the people talking about your mom and all the stuff that's going on? Is it hard for you?
No, not really. I mean, I just ignore it, you know?
But
she's been dealing with it since she was born. Like,
I know.
Literally before.
Are you in school
born.
Now?
I do online school.
Online school.
Yeah, it's going good.
Okay.
And it's not crisis online schooling. It's like
yeah.
really online schooling.
Not the same school you're going to for law.
No, unfortunately not. But maybe a lot. Maybe
do you,
a lot
are you
degree.
Okay with online school? Do you? Do
yeah.
You
yeah.
did you ever go to a regular school?
Yeah, I used to go to a private and public school when I was younger. I mean, I just didn't like the fact that I had to wake up early every day. So yeah,
Sophia, the time thing. But I didn't like the fact that my daughter was like getting her hair cut, getting scratched. Like people like.
Were you were
that
bullied?
Was crazy.
You were bullied.
Yeah, sometimes I was. I mean. Yeah, public school was like a lot of bullying there, but private school was more chill.
So funny, the principal called me in to single you out about wearing makeup among your dance friends
yeah.
who all wore makeup. So I had to tell the principal to stop wearing makeup then and set a better example. So, honey, like it was like a really bad situation.
Didn't you also get in trouble, Farrah, for the, I saw stuff online where, was it for your 13th birthday you got your nose pierced?
Yeah. Yeah, septum pierced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a nose pierced.
I did not get in trouble, though.
No, but it was
no,
a lot of press.
Like, comments yeah. and backlash, like, from just people that were hating on that decision.
Yeah, I do everything legally, so it was, that's legal.
Yeah, there was a parental consent form.
Yeah.
Do you ever get upset about all the comments or the haters that people comment about your choices, like mothering and stuff like that? That's what I would get the most upset about, because I've been online and I could take anything they say about me, but when it comes to me and my kids or their perspective on how I choose to parent, that's what throws me off and like sets me for a loop. So I was,
so that started really getting to me this year again. Mm-hmm. I just think I was kind of like a weak spot from all the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, being shamed or being like gaslighted, manipulated to think like all sorts of negative things, that is like not with 12 steps. So I got rid of that. And now like nothing is holding me back. But I would always share with my daughter, like, these are things that are getting to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't need to think like, you know, telling my child to like act perfect and be whatever like people perceive as perfect. Like, I would never put that on my child. And if she wants to get a nose piercing, if she wants to look the way she wants to look, like, I'm here to support that in a healthy, legal way. And so, yeah, I want everyone to be their own person.
Well, she's a cool kid. You look amazing.
You didn't let me get my tongue pierced when I wanted to get my tongue pierced.
Uh-oh, Dad. I got my belly button pierced. That's about it.
We let her get her belly button pierced. Let me ask you right now. If she wanted her tongue pierced right now, would you let her?
I don't think that's of age.
I don't want my tongue pierced.
She doesn't want her tongue pierced.
I'm just saying.
Thank you, Sophia.
Why couldn't you be like Sophia?
I was 16. I was 16 when I wanted my tongue pierced.
I think it's legal then.
It wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay,
no, I had to be 18.
Consent.
No, yeah. He could have taken me and it would have been legal. Oh. Me by myself, because I was under 18, it wasn't legal. But
we let her pierce her ears. We let her pierce
the belly button.
And we went, when she was a little girl, whatever she wanted a piercing, I would go with her and I'd get pierced too. I've got a bunch of holes.
The coolest dad ever.
She didn't think so.
Is your tongue pierced now then?
No, I took it out because I chipped my tooth.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lesson, Sophia. That's a lesson. You could chip your tooth with your tongue piercing.
Yeah.
But thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Right. But that was a good question.
I've seen not just the septum, like people, and this is before.
Don't give her ideas. You're going to give, there's a young lady right
now. No, I was asking more about the comments that she got, because it's been like years now where I see even people getting upset for her filming you or taking pictures of you. Do you not read your comments?
I mean, there's no point in me doing that. It's gaslighting.
Okay, then never mind.
It's total manipulation. So I only like to pay attention to positivity.
Are you online, Sophie?
Mm-hmm.
She got her own TikTok for her 13th birthday.
I totally monitor it though. Predators online. I monitor this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's real scary. Listen, I'm online. I'm on TikTok. I'm on all that. But it is kind of dangerous. It is kind of, there are weird people out there, you know, and
lots of blocking.
Yeah. So you're on it. Mm-hmm. You're on it.
So I'm on it.
Good.
I'm way on it.
Do you guys fight a lot? You can't just shake your head because it's a podcast. You know, the microphone. Are you uncomfortable right now being here?
No.
Okay.
Do you want more kids?
I mean, I think that's kind of a loaded question when I don't even date right now.
Why? You can adopt.
I want to adopt, but I would like the CPS calls for my parent to stop. I would like other people.
Is she still doing that?
Yeah, like recently at trauma center.
No, you told me that.
Yeah, so I thought that was done. But and I think I would just have to kind of keep that like secretive just so like my child that I do adopt could just really live their best life.
Yeah.
And not be targeted.
Do you want your mom to start dating?
I mean, that's her choice.
Yeah. You don't care. Yeah.
Are you uncomfortable when she dates?
No.
No.
No. I mean, I used to be. Right. But I mean, like, I've like grown up more now. So
Via went through like stages of asking any guy at a gas station to be like, date my mom so I could have kids. To, I don't like any boy. And then now she has started to want to date. And So.
Mm-hmm. How are you with that?
I make it known that I'm hearing the phone calls. I am watching the online. The VR is kosher, but I definitely am like, boys will not tell my daughter that they are dating her. And my daughter can say if she wants to date someone or not date them. So
she's
like,
kind of young though to date.
Oh, I feel the same, but like children have been trying to like date and cooties and all that stuff for many years. So I'm really proud of my daughter being 13 and kind of just like,
Chill. Yeah. Just be really, really careful. Okay, young lady?
Yes.
All right.
I say that a lot.
We're going to continue talking to your mother. You can go in there. I feel like I'm making her uncomfortable. Yeah.
Sorry, honey. I was like going to talk about you. You were like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Love you, honey.
It was nice meeting you.
It was nice meeting you. She's adorable.
Sophia's like, oh, no, I don't want to talk about my friend. Hi.
Hi.
Good.
You don't live here in L.A. anymore, right?
So I moved because of that last attack. So I'm blessed to kind of be out of L.A.
I was going to buy an erasable pen today. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, fuck it, I'll just use a pencil.
Yeah. I was trying to buy a whiteout, but they don't have normal whiteout anymore. It's like some sticky string, but then you can still pull it up.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That's like driving me insane.
Yeah. What is?
Like I can't find the regular liquid whiteout anymore.
They don't make them. This is why I buy a pencil.
Yeah.
I love buying pencils.
I don't buy pencils anymore. I like pens. They actually probably have that in a clicky.
How many pencils do you own?
Well, my daughter actually has like 20 of them.
20 pencils?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'll get there.
Can you use whiteout over a pencil?
You could, but it's very difficult apparently to find whiteout, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I love that we're talking about whiteout and pencils.
But
this is so school.
Well, it is old school. You know, whiteout was invented by, do you remember the group The Monkees? There was The Monkees. Michael Nesmith was in a group called The Monkees years ago. Okay. His mother invented whiteout.
That's pretty amazing. Is that Thank true? You for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. I want to, and that's what this is about, this whole podcast. It's about sharing.
The more because you know.
Sharing is caring.
Maybe so people, I might have to like go back into production of liquid whiteout though. Like I might have to just take that stand because I'm like really getting bothered when I go to Office Max or any office store and I can't find liquid whiteout.
Your TED Talk.
Or instead
the five
of the
ways
slime
of how to make your own whiteout at home.
What about instead of the poo slime?
What do we do?
A whiteout.
Oh, whiteout. Yeah, I'm there.
I read in the paper that the dollar store is I'm not going to shop there anymore. The dollar store is raising their prices to $1.25.
I saw that.
And the 99-cent store is going to raise it to $1.24. You do the math.
Okay, my dollar store closed by me here in Hollywood, and I was like, oh my gosh, the economy's gotten bad when my dollar store closes.
That's your litmus test for the economy.
Okay, but everything's been going up, electricity and all that. So I would have to say, like, I understand dollar store, I understand.
Would you ever run for office to make changes in LA?
Yeah, I actually said, like, with my 1-year anniversary about my sexual assault, I actually, like, empower other victims of assaults to actually run for like office positions. So that way, like, we can improve, I don't know, consent culture and laws and just bettering our lives, you know.
Like be office managers, or you mean like office?
No, she means like, be a mayor.
Be a political office.
Be like district, like be whatever.
Do you
want
to run for, do you want to announce something on here? Are you looking for any political position?
Like, do you
position?
Think in the future?
Yes. I think once I get my public affairs and law degree done, I feel like I will totally be ready to help support so many people and be hated by people for helping our economy. But I think I just want that degree for people and their sanity.
Would it be in California that you would run?
It could be in California, or it might be in Texas. I was actually a little bothered by, like, last time voting on the ballot, I was like seeing like cashier clerks like running our city or like whatever the government or the governor position. So I think that's why I am kind of being very serious about my schooling, so I'm credible.
Tell me what you would politically, what is your interest? Like, what do you want to do? Do you have a solution for our economy?
I love economics. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm not going to like do my political stand. I'm not going to do my campaign on a podcast, but when I am fortunate to be in a position that I can help others, I would definitely probably be like over a district. I don't know if I would ever do governor.
Congressperson?
I like Congress.
You like senator?
Yes.
President? You like president?
There's a lot of, I don't know why there's just such a hateful connotation around being a president anymore.
They try to get a new president.
So I would like to say president, positive president, but I also think like being in the Senate, being in Congress, they are voting a lot for a lot of things that affect us. So I often see like Congress and the Senate are affecting like the president. So I just feel like there's so many seats there.
Yeah.
Why not take a seat?
So being
I like that. So you heard it here first on Howie Mandel does stuff. Congress or Senate?
We're doing stuff.
Right. We are doing stuff.
I would say Congress, Senate.
The Senate.
Farrah's in the Senate.
There's so many seats. Farrah is going to take a seat.
Yes. Thank you.
I hope, you know, I
my
love
log line.
Well, I'm gonna make that announcement on this podcast, and then when it comes true. I appreciate you making the announcement right here.
Plant those seeds.
Comedy.
Plant those seeds.
TED Talk, law degree, and then the Senate.
I love this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Organizing it for someone ADHD.
I like lists. We have a plan.
Too, Mom.
And whiteout.
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 Yeah, no one's going to get my sheets No one's going to get my records. It's all white out.
Yeah. Okay. I love the idea.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Pencil that in.
Pencil that in.
Pencil that in. We are making so many announcements, so many historic announcements today.
Like, yeah. Life is full of adventure.
I just
I'm
love
excited.
The fact that you eliminated the presidency. You know, you're going into Congress.
Look, I think I like women that. Are plenty capable of being presidents. I just need, like, positive change.
Yeah.
And again, they've been controlling some of these votes. I just want to be where I can help.
That's
be of service.
But you're not taking presidency off the table.
No,
like,
no.
You could do a Senate seat and then later
I
on down the road.
It's a step.
Yeah.
It's a step.
Don't rush
I'm taking my 12 steps.
Yes. To the seat at the table.
You'll 13. Do your 12 steps. Yes. And then the 13th step is on to the Senate.
Yes.
And then from there,
oh my God, you're so
happen.
Funny.
Thank you. I'm thinking of going into comedy.
You should be a comedian,
oh,
Dad.
Yes.
Go, Dad, go.
Go, Dad, go. But it is kind of cool that both of us are here with our daughters.
I love that.
We do. And so
it's like a play date.
Yeah, play date.
Yes, Sophie and Jackie. Look at them together.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Sophie.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
Nose piercing and all. You took out your tongue piercing.
She did take her to tongue piercing. Not because it was bad, because
no, the truth is, we've talked about this before. You first made me take out my first tongue piercing because you took away my car. Unless I took
because
it out. It was between the car or the tongue piercing.
It was a rule. Do you find discipline hard? Like disciplining her?
No, I have strict boundaries. Don't cross them or things start going bye-bye.
Oh, you take things away?
Yeah.
I did that too.
Mm-hmm. Didn't work. Didn't work with me.
What do you mean it didn't work? I think you've turned out pretty good. What is the biggest thing you've taken away from Sophie?
I mean, I would say Sophia. The VR is like a big thing right now. Take the VR
away.
Like
one of those Oculus things?
Yeah. I mean, then she can't play with her friends, so.
Oh, she's a gamer.
Yeah.
What is, and you took it away.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not so great into VR. Like I like run into stuff.
Virtual reality for those people who, and what game is she on there?
What game, honey?
She can come to the mic there.
Which one?
She can come to the
she
mic.
She can tell them.
I don't know. There was definitely some scary thing that she put me in. It was like Freddy Nights or something. And it was definitely scary.
What do you do?
I do VR chat. But she played Five Nights at Freddy's.
Isn't that a Roblox thing?
Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, that's scary. But VR chat, I don't know. They create things. I know Roblox. I don't know. They do all sorts of gaming.
Yeah, her daughter's on Roblox.
Yeah.
Don't you have an NFT coming out too?
I had some NFTs. I'm still trying to... Look, I don't want to bombard anyone with like non-fungible tokens.
Fungible,
and art.
Non-fungible. You can't fungible. Turn these you can't even turn them into fudge.
Yeah. So I'm really trying to figure that out. I did create some from like Teen Mom Nostalgia, which I had fun with. I always dabble with like technology and fun, like finance.
So do you have an NFT now?
I have four of them. So that's cool. And I also like buy some from different companies.
Oh, you're into crypto. You're into the digital.
Bitcoin, crypto, stocks, investments.
Have you made money in crypto?
I have not. I'm going to be authentic about that. I have not made money in the crypto sector. Like
very brave.
Like money that I would be proud of. So I'm not going to like allude to anything in that. I definitely like make more money with trades and stocks, to be honest. So
you're in stock. What about real estate? Do you buy real estate?
I was definitely doing some real estate at a time. I've taken a break from that as well, though. I do love my real estate too.
So how are you? Are you set for life? Are you okay financially?
I feel like I'm okay internally now, and I'm okay financially for sure. So I am really in a blessed place at 30.
That's amazing.
You're just 30 years old. You're a baby.
I mean, it feels like I'm sometimes 50 with all my lives
you're
that I've lived.
You're the same age as my youngest. This is my oldest.
You know, I must say that when I personally talk about socks, I include my feet also.
Love that. I actually don't wear socks with my shoes sometimes. Ew.
Yeah. There you go.
You should sell that in a jar. The stench that comes.
Yeah,
from
my stinky feet stench. That's a new one on a sock.
Yeah.
So, but do you find that do your parents help you out financially?
No, I've helped my parents out financially for like over 8 years, and my grandparents and everyone else.
Really? What does your dad do
for
a living?
Like, I'm like the core person. My dad's actually retired now, so I'm
happy
for
him. How old is he? He looks younger than me.
65.
He is younger than me.
He's old.
Oh, I love my dad. He looks so young.
No. He looks younger than me.
Yeah, I think we have great genes in my family. Everyone's looking amazing.
What did he do?
He had sales for, I would say, and he also did electrical too. But he worked the majority of his career, I would say, at Lucent Technologies. And so did my mom. That's also where they met.
And he retired?
He's retired early, yeah.
Okay.
And then he just does whatever he likes to do. So.
And you're supporting your dad?
I no longer do that with my healthy boundaries. And I think that's maybe why some people have gotten mad at me and my family. But I have to.
You said your mother's remarried.
Mm.
What does her husband do? Oh.
I don't know. The reviews online about his doctor stuff really are not the best.
Well, does he say he's a doctor?
Yeah.
But wait a second. Your
what kind of what
infectious
kind of,
disease doctor?
Your mother's oh, husband ew. Is not getting good reviews online?
That's and not terrible. Getting a good review from me. Terrible, so terrible. I am just always wishing the best for my mother.
But can I ask you something? Yeah. So if he is even good or bad, if he's an infectious disease doctor or claiming to be an
I would hope he gets more work.
But the point is, you still are.
Well, she's
I know
not
now.
Anymore.
I know you're not anymore. But mm-hmm. she was still taking money from you.
Yes, or guilty me for it, or whatnot. And I think that's a big lesson in life. Like, if you were going to be that anchor for everyone, and when you need to start taking better care of yourself and moving forward, others really need to respect that. And I don't think I was getting that in my family dynamic.
Aside from your daughter, do you have really good, do you have good friends? Do you have people around you that are supporting you?
You know, honestly, I said goodbye to a lot of friends. And I think going through like the 12 steps, it basically says like cut off anything that does not help you within your 12 steps. And so now I've actually been gravitating towards amazing people who understand me, who are positive, and I just want to keep working and building upon that for my future. So that's
well, I hope
great.
You do. The point yeah. is that I think that, you know, if I may,
yes,
I think you've made some bad choices in yeah. your life. And even
that's part of your 20s, everyone. So don't be too harsh on yourself.
It's part of your whole life.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. And you've made some bad choices in the people that you choose to be with.
I would
and,
say so.
And what I, and some of them aren't even choices. They just happen to be in your life.
Yeah.
And they're not great people. I would think it's important for you now.
Yes.
Beyond the 12-step program to really, you know, take a an accounting of the people that are in your life because.
That I did. That's what we have to do there at the center.
I would recommend reading the Yelp reviews before you hang out with anybody, you know, find out on Yelp.
I definitely do that now, too.
Wait.
I'm a review mom and I definitely check
out everything.
Well,
most people don't have Yelp reviews.
Oh, really?
They don't?
You could just research them.
Google?
You could Google them.
Well, you but Yelp,
social media. Yeah.
I don't go to a doctor until I read their Yelp reviews. I don't.
That's wise. That's
yeah,
wise.
You got to read their Yelps.
Well, Lou, I would quit the infectious disease doctor right now. I would take your book of your infectious disease doctor and I'd white out his name.
White out.
I would. That's yeah. just me. Anyway, you seem to be a very, I think that you are kind of in a trajectory right now where you could go to amazing places. And whether
yeah.
that be comedically as a stand-up, whether that means yeah. you end up in the Senate, whether that means you can be successful. But
yes.
we're always open to like meet the wrong people and go, I hope you don't take.
I'm not open to meeting any wrong people. I'm open to only good and great things ahead.
I hope so. Yes. I hope you are. I hope you are. Those are words. And
I'm action.
I hope that the action, those words precede that action because I don't wish anything for you but positivity. And yes. especially now,
thank
you know,
you.
Listen, as far as up until today, you've been somebody I've read about in like TMZ and watched on TV and in reality TV. But to have you sitting here and to see your beautiful daughter with you, it's real. And
yeah.
I want nothing for you but the best. And
thank
for
you.
Sophie, the
Sophia.
Best. Sophia.
Yes. And as well for your family. Thank you.
Well, that's what. And it's really scary. You know, it's one thing to be in
what
this.
What am I, chopped liver?
And the best for you, Lou. All the best to Lou. All the best to Lou.
Thank you very much, Fair.
Amen.
Fair.
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 Fair Bear. Fair
Is
bear.
That what they call you? Are you okay with that name?
It's okay.
I said Farrah.
I'm a mama bear.
Isn't it Farrah?
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
I have a half older sister.
And are you close with her?
I would say I.
You're, I think you're
I
snoring,
decent,
Lou. I think you're snoring. I hear you
relationship.
Breathing.
What's a half older sister?
What do you mean?
So we share mothers.
She used to be 8 years older, and now she's only 4 years older.
We share a mom.
Yeah, but what does she do?
I believe she manages. So that's what my sister does right now that I'm aware.
Entertainment management?
No, she's definitely not in entertainment. So I would say hospitality management.
She works in a hotel business or restaurant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really want to speak for her, but that's...
Another name we can't mention.
Yes, I like to give her space if she's not comfortable with entertainment.
Okay. And do you have a relationship with her? Do you talk to her often?
Yes.
And she's older than you. Does she have children?
Yes, I have a niece and a nephew from her. I'm pretty much like a super aunt. And then on Sophia's dad's side, I have nieces and nephews too.
Are you close to Sophia's dad's family?
Yes, I am.
Is she close to her grandparents?
Yes. Like every day we message, we talk. I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful for that.
That is wonderful.
Yes.
That is good. So you do have a support system around you.
Yeah. I have a lot of family.
And you should never forget, Lou is always here.
I'm available.
Thank you.
If you can't get a hold of me, call Howie. Yeah. But I'm available.
Sounds great. Thanks,
Lou. Are you the person to call if there is
an
issue?
In many cases, I am. I've helped so many people, and I've done it without being the governor of the United States. I've done it without having a position in politics. I helped the other day. A homeless man asked me for some money.
Wait, you don't say homeless man. What do you say?
A person experiencing homelessness.
Yeah. A person experiencing homelessness.
Well, he was a homeless man, and he asked me for some money.
Did you say you must go work for it?
I gave him $5.
Oh, look at you,
and I asked for change, because it's important for them to understand.
You're right.
Right?
So Lou, have you been through the 12-step program? I'm looking for a sponsor. Back.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me of the homeless thing we were just watching on the news. I think Maxine Waters, do you know who she is?
I'd have to look it up.
Okay, that's a no. So anyway, she's in government here. Okay. And I think that they were giving out some vouchers to the people experiencing.
To sign up for an apartment to give them.
To shelter, for shelter. Yeah. Mm. So the people experiencing homelessness were downtown trying to get these vouchers for apartments. And all the vouchers were gone, but there were still a lot of people awaiting to get a voucher, but there were no more vouchers left. And somebody experiencing homelessness yelled out, "What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do?" And she said, "Go home."
Go home.
To where is all I'm going to say to that. To where.
And then you hear someone in the background yelling, "We don't have a home.
We don't have a home." I think we can play it. Can
I
we
hear
play
you.
It?
Are we playing it? For those experiencing homelessness, I hear you.
Go home.
I'm trying to pull stuff up, but my Wi-Fi is going down. So one second.
Well, there's other people there.
If you know if the home.
Caroline, we have no Wi-Fi. So then get online. I sound like Maxine Waters, right?
Oh, yes.
I have no Wi-Fi. Then get online and find some of that Wi-Fi.
I could give more money to the
You're
homeless.
Not connected. We have a big screen here for
That's
those that
so
are listening
funny.
That says you are not connected
That's okay.
to
we
the
can
internet.
Put it in afterwards.
We'll put it in later.
Yeah.
I want everybody to go home. And I want
you. We don't got no home. Okay. That's why we're here.
Miss McKinney took. Miss Waters, can you home? We're going to go too.
Just a moment. Nothing is going to happen today. Nothing is going to happen anymore today.
So what about all these names?
What we going to
do? Telephone well, numbers that the this place can you see that?
Later.
Yeah.
You know. Jeremy will find it.
Jeremy has Wi-Fi.
Indeed, we see that way doesn't really work.
but anyway, that was I thought those were wise words. I'm just telling. I wanted to bring that up to you because should your dream come true, Farrah, and should you be a senator one day, I want to tell you that you should listen to people like Maxine Waters.
I will.
And
learn from it.
I've been told that I have the hair of a young homeless man.
Mm. You actually do. You do.
Yeah, that's what I've been told.
That's something I've never been told.
Yeah.
Embrace that. Run with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loves it.
And I think
do you like his hair? Because you seem, Farrah, for those that are just listening, you look beautiful today.
I appreciate
it. And you're very fashionable.
Thank you.
And I feel like underdressed. My daughter's wearing a hoodie. I'm wearing a t-shirt. And Farrah, you are dressed to the nines.
I'm casual, Farrah, today. I think
that's casual for you?
Yes.
I've noticed that a
Have
lot of...
Have you seen her Instagram?
I've noticed that...
But that's for Instagram. What's this for? You look beautiful.
For yes, you,
I really don't
you.
Try too hard
I've
on
noticed
Insta,
that a lot of homeless people have beards now, and I think it's like a fashion thing for them.
Oh, it right? is.
It's like a fashion thing. They're okay. They're all grown beards.
Yeah. All right. That's not. That's not.
It's like the politically incorrect. No, I'm just saying
you're being
right now.
You're being politically incorrect.
I'm saying to you that if you look and you'll notice that a lot of male homeless people have beards.
I have to say, I was in the Waldorf yesterday, and there was a gentleman who came in with a huge beard, like going all the way down to his belly button. Okay?
Am I lying?
Look, I don't know if you're experiencing homelessness or if you just really love your beard, but no matter what economic factors we're looking at, I'm seeing beards everywhere.
That's what I'm saying to you.
I guess
they're trying to look hip and
Lou
cool.
and Farrah seem to be hitting it off. I'm not on the same thing.
I'm
I think
so
he's
happy
being,
about that.
I think you he's guys, being politically incorrect.
Yeah. No. You guys chit chat after the
I'm
show.
I'm making an observation on what I've seen.
Okay. It doesn't affect Lou if you say he's being politically incorrect. He just keeps going. He doubled out.
Because
he
I'm
will
just
not
making
be
an
shamed.
Observation.
What about women with beards?
No, I don't see a lot of that. I don't see a lot of that, Howie.
When I was in school, I did.
You did?
But
where did you see? Where did you?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Back to the days of grade school and your teacher has a beard. I don't know.
You had a female teacher with a beard.
I had a couple and I do.
A couple.
Like when I was in Catholic school, I vividly remember in math, our teacher had that and the guys always talked about it. And I was just like.
Are you Catholic?
I'm not. I'm evangelical Christian.
Okay. I thought Farrah Abraham sounds like a Jewish name.
I don't know. Sometimes I did. Jewish people. Yeah, it attracts to me like
Farrah
that.
Farrah sounds like a Charlie's Angels name.
Yes, Farrah Fawcett. Yeah. Love her.
Well, you're a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
And I wish you nothing but the best. I can't thank you enough and your lovely daughter for showing up today.
Thank you.
And I was amazed that you were showing up. You know, we booked you a couple of months ago, or at least a month ago, Caroline booked you. And then I read that you went into that trauma rehab, and I thought, oh, it's not going to happen. And I know you just got out a couple days ago, and here you are. You're
this
very brave.
This is your
brave.
First stop. Yeah. Your first stop.
Is this your first stop?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you announced comedy, and then you came and saw me. If you need any help, or any input in the comedy field, I will help you.
Just don't mention his name.
No, you can mention it.
I will ask your permission. Consent.
You can
always
mention my name anytime.
Okay.
You could say Howie is helping me with my comedy.
Okay.
You should
That's
come
what
on.
They ask. They
should,
ask that.
You know
though.
What you should do? You know what? I'm going to make a suggestion. And if you want to, if you really want to try comedy, and you really want to get exposure, you should come on America's Got Talent.
Do they do comedy on America's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Yes.
A comic has never won yet, right?
That's what
they're coming second
but
place.
But
put together
a few minutes and come on America's Got Talent. I mean, it could be harsh. You know, Simon and Heidi and Sophia may not get it, but I think the fact that you could try.
I thought it was like musical.
That's
American Idol.
American Idol.
Or The Voice.
So you can do anything.
Anything.
America has talent, and I love that.
Got talent.
They got talent.
They got it.
Yeah. I'm talking to America.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, you're like, you're talking to me.
And I'm Canadian.
Yes.
But would you ever?
I love Canada.
Me too.
Lou
is also
Canadian. You can
go on
Canada's Got Talent,
Canada's Got Talent. I'm also a judge on that.
Okay. I love Banff. I've been there.
Banff is nice.
Yeah, my family and I love going there, so shout out to that.
Shout out to Banff. And let's hear something about Saskatoon while we're on the subject.
Saskatoon. I don't know what that is.
It's a place in Canada.
Ooh.
And Regina.
Regina. That's my favorite one.
Regina.
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 Yeah.
What do they do in Regina?
Same thing they do in Saskatoon.
Yes.
Same thing they do in Saskatoon.
What's the hat one?
What?
What's the hat one?
The hat one?
Yeah.
Hattobia.
No, there's a hat one you always go to. Something hat.
Hattatoba.
Manitoba?
No, a hat. Rich, isn't there a hat one that he always goes to?
A hat one?
What's the hat? What's the hat city? What's the hat city?
Hat city.
Hat city.
Hat city, Canada. Going to Hat City, Canada.
There's nothing.
I'm looking up America's Got Talent.
Maybe you think in New York, Manhattan?
No.
Medicine hat.
Medicine hat. Wow, Kyle.
Medicine hat.
Kyle.
Which, by the way,
Toronto.
Is not a real thing.
I love the Farrah Abraham episode where it ends with just yelling out obscure Canadian towns and cities.
Medicine hat is a fake
Toronto.
That's where I'm from. That's where me and Lou are from. Anyway, I hope I see you on America's Got Talent. I hope I will vote for you in the Senate. I can't wait to see you at the Comedy Store.
There you go.
And you know you realize that the podcast ended like a while back.
And so I'm like just chatting.
You're just hanging out.
What do you think you were doing before it ended?
just chatting.
Right. So it doesn't really, there's no end to this.
There's
the
no end.
Way we end this
I'm gonna, like,
is
not
with whiteout.
Yes, whiteout. There we go, whiteout.
Just a little. Okay. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Can we take a picture together?
Yeah, let's do videos, pictures, TikToks. What do we do, Mom? All of it.